Thank you, Robert. Our intermission guest today is the great artist whom you've just heard in Mozart's C major piano concerto. Now, considering his worldwide fame, it is amazing how many people, myself included, are never quite sure how his name should be pronounced. So may we ask Monsieur Robert Casadesus just what his own preference is?
It's very difficult to say, because you have three ways for my name. My name is Spanish.
What does it mean
from
in Spanish?
Spanish from Barcelona, because my grandfather was named in Barcelona, born in Barcelona.
Catalonian.
Catalonia. And you know, it's a very bad people, very anarchist people. Anarchist. And in Barcelona, in Spain, in Italy, in Portugal, they said Casadesus.
No, no accent. Like
no
in
accent.
Spanish.
Casadesus.
Yes. Like in
like
Japanese.
Torero, like, you know, torero of bull fight. Casadesus.
Meaning, what does it mean? The house on the hill?
Yeah. Yeah. Casadesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an abbreviation. Now, my grandfather was living in Paris exactly...
About when?
100
years. 100
years. Yeah. 1870, and in Paris, the people call us Casadesus.
Casadesus.
Yes. If you say Casadesus in Paris, mm-hmm. nobody can understand the name. You must say in French Casadesus.
What's the third way?
Here, the England and America, Casadesus.
Casadesus with an A.
No, there. Always an S, you know.
I see.
Except in France. In France, it's Casadesus. Now, but it's wrong.
I think I gave a wrong translation. Not the house on the hill. It is not the French desu. Casa de Jesus. Is that the the house of Jesus?
Yeah.
I see.
Because desu, you know, it does not
there
mean
no,
anything.
No connection.
For somebody, desu is a casa, you know, the casa is house. Also, the house on the first floor, but it's not that.
Well,
it's
now we
correct.
Have that straight. We have three versions, so it depends where you are, how to do it right.
Absolutely.
Now, Mr. Casadesus.
Casadesus.
Your biographical sketch in the program is now the longest of any soloist with this orchestra. It's two full pages, largely because you've been appearing here annually for some 18 seasons and have made a total of 21 appearances since 1948. Now, when you joined us in that year, you played the very concerto as on today's program, the K-467, as well as the K-595.
It was the first I played here.
The very
I
first. Do you recall that at all, this first concert pair, when you played with Mr. Sell, when you first came to Severance? Do you remember this?
Yes, but I don't know. I don't know if I record.
You don't? No, you did not record it. Do you remember the performance when you first came to Severance Hall?
Yeah.
You have played so many other Mozart concertos with us. There have been six others. I wonder whether in the course of the years you feel that your own approach to it has changed, this particular
Absolutely
one.
Not.
No.
I think I did the same thing 40 years ago as now. You know?
With that
because you have only one style for Mozart. You have not to change, you know. Absolutely.
No, it is once it is
but
said...
What? It was wonderful when I play Mozart. For me, the best Mozart I played in my life was always with Georges Sell.
Yes.
That it was the best Mozart I...
Our radio audience should know that you have recorded no fewer than 8 concertos with him.
And you know, the project was for this week with Georges to do the 503 and to do the 469, I think.
459, probably.
No. What? F
459, I think.
450, yeah.
The F major, yeah.
F major. But we did.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it will be.
Well, we have eight wonderful records on record, so to speak, of your collaboration with him. Have you ever done, or would you like to do, a Mozart piano concerto cycle somewhere, where you are there for a weekend and you do, let's say, three concertos every night, two or three concertos a night, and really do a Zyklus, a cycle? Have you done that?
Ah, yes, especially in Brussels, in Belgium. There has been
all the concertos?
Yeah.
That must be wonderful to do. Is this recorded, or at least on tape?
No, it's not recorded.
No, I'm not necessarily commercially, but is it available? Was it taped, do you remember? Put on tape?
Ah, yeah.
That would be so nice to have. In your many appearances here, you've played not only Mozart, but 13 other works by
Beethoven. Yes, I played everything with Liszt,
Franz.
Except Brahms.